Thank you, Sydney. Well, good morning, everybody. Let's just take a moment to pray before I begin. Father God, as we explore the birth of Christ this morning, and in particular sort of Joseph's perspective on this, may the words that I speak be yours, through the power of your Spirit and in his glorious name. Amen. Well, we've got about 500 different slides this morning, but they're all exactly the same, and they'll all change so quickly that you won't notice a thing. How do you respond when God asks big things of you? Maybe it's to trust him, and I mean really, really trust him with your finances when he asks you to give much more than you feel able to. Maybe he's pushing you to change careers. This isn't easy at the best of times. But maybe he's asking you to do something completely out of your comfort zone. Something you feel completely unequipped to do. Maybe he's even asking you to switch your vocation and explore ministry of all things. Look what happened to me. Maybe he's asking you to step out of retirement to do something new. Or maybe you've been hurt, and he's asking you to trust him. To trust him with your relationships. Maybe you push people away, and he's there asking you to start letting people in. Maybe it's the first time you've been to church, or the first time in a long time, and you feel him asking you to trust him. To turn to him, to know his love. In which case, maybe consider our Alpha courses, which Richard was mentioning earlier. But you know what, it could be anything, really. God could ask any one of us to do anything that's so far out of our comfort zone that we're left thinking, what's he playing at? Has he got the right person? And I dare say Mary and Joseph both had a very similar reaction. What on earth are you talking about? That's just not possible. What will people think? I want to take a closer look this morning at some of the things that that Joseph might have been thinking. I want us to put ourselves in his shoes, to think about how he must have felt when God asked him to be a husband to Mary and a father to Jesus, who wasn't his child. Now, to do that, I'm going to transport Joseph to a time when social media exists, so we can take a look at some of the texts he sends, the tweets he makes, or the things that he posts. So here we go. Just hammered the last nail in for new shop sign, joseph-carpenter.com. But is Nazareth ready for wooden cherubim? Can't believe the price of timber. Okay, we're an occupied nation, but is wood in short supply? Are the Romans eating it? 6 new seats ordered for the synagogue. Mr. Benjamin's broke last Saturday. He's not the slimmest of synagogue goers. Great village party. I love our festivals. Better than mother's cooking. She gets mixed up between cheese and soap. The dancing was fun, especially when Isaac dragged me to my feet next to that pretty girl. He says her name's Mary. Mr. Benjamin refuses to pay for a table because it wobbles. What an insult. I'm a professional. It's his wobbly floor. Hashtag furious. Shattered. Spent all day mending Joshua's plough to finish it before the Sabbath so he can use it first thing on Sunday. Josh was delighted. He sent a girl round with a bottle as a thank you gift. It was Mary from the dance. She laughs a lot. Hashtag in love. Mother and I off to Mary's parents. Mother thought we were buying cheese. Had to convince her that this was serious. Told them I was sober and industrious enough to be considered a reasonably safe prospect for Mary. Mary giggled, I think. Ouch! One hammered thumb, one saw cut, one elm plank dropped on toe, and one soap sandwich eaten without noticing. can't concentrate on anything except her eyes, the swish of her brown dress, and lovely laugh. What if they say no? She wasn't at synagogue. Has she run away? Spent all day on the lake delivering oars to some Galilean fishermen. Found a cheese sandwich on my workbench, deliciously soap-free. Have hidden the wrapper under the lathe. I keep checking. Mary's parents threw a party. We're engaged. All the family were there as witnesses, and the whole village came. Hashtag over the moon. Met Mary's great aunt from Alexandria at the party. She says they always need carpenters in Egypt, so I'm welcome any time. Mary is marrying me. Mr. Benjamin's table's still not done. But who cares? The world can go hammer itself on the head on cloud nine. No, I've got to work and make a safe home for her. Must get on with the table. But it would be good to see her again. Oh, I really must get on with that table. But perhaps first I'll just go and see if she'd like to go for a walk. Hashtag nervous. Later, she was in, but she told me she wasn't going for a walk or anything until I finished that wretched table. Table finished, not a wobble. We went walking. I talked about trees and seasoning timber. She was very interested. Making a cedarwood treasure chest for Mary to store anything precious in. A wedding present. But will she like it? We danced. I never wanted it to stop. We're made for each other, like a perfect joint. How long do we have to wait? Hashtag so in love. I'm shaking all over. I can't soar straight. I'm so angry. I can't believe what I heard. Why did you do this to me? They say Mary's been seeing someone. Aaron avoided me after synagogue. You can't keep secrets in a village like ours. Hashtag confused. Mary's been avoiding me. If I get my hands on him, I'll... Oh, I'm so angry I could burst. Hashtag deeply hurt. I took a hammer to that cursed treasure chest just now. There are splinters everywhere, even in me, and it hurts. Mary has dropped by just now. It was so awkward. She went on about an angel and having God's baby. I think she's lost it. Why tell me these fairy stories? As if the betrayal wasn't bad enough. It's over. I told her I'd divorce her, but quietly. Hashtag in tears. But I can't bear to see Mary hurt and shamed. And even a quiet divorce won't stop the rumours. You can count on that. Loved, let down, and now lied to. All in 1 week. It's too much. What did I do wrong? I can't concentrate on my work. Mr. Jacobs calls for his new chair, but I hadn't finished it. He said he'd take his custom elsewhere, but I don't care anymore. I had a dream last night. An angel said that Mary was going to have a baby, and it was God's, and she needed me still. I can't stop thinking about the dream. This sort of thing doesn't happen to people like me. Or does it? Now I'm losing it. We heard about the birth of Samson today at synagogue. It was about an angel and a special baby. What's happening to me? Mother is fussing. You're not looking well, Joey. Are you eating enough cheese? And when's that nice Mary coming round? I finally plucked up the courage to see Mary. I sent a message via young Caleb. We met in Jonah's tomb near the village. That dream... That crazy dream. Just maybe it's true. But even if I believe it, others won't. Mary had to get away. Mary called by. She said that her elderly cousin Elizabeth is pregnant and she needs help around the house. Perfect timing. I took the finished seats over to the synagogue. All Rabbi Dan said was, about time too. He's a grumpy so-and-so. Mary set off early with her dad. I'm going to miss her. She'll be gone ages. I still love her so much, despite everything. Work at the shop is mounting up. But what's the future for Mary and me? Can that stuff about God's child really be true? I've started making a cradle. It's my way of saying that I believe it all. It's going to be the best cradle ever. Hashtag babies. I keep wondering what's happening for Mary down south, how she's getting on. I'm throwing myself into work to keep busy. Yesterday at synagogue, Levi read a passage from Isaiah about seeing a great light and a baby being born. I'm losing it. I've never seen a Roman soldier up close before. Sepphoris City is nearby. He came right into my workshop. I was scared stiff. I've been asked, no, ordered, to make some wooden gladiatorial swords for use at HQ. This means I'm working for the enemy. Hashtag trapped. It's been almost 3 months now, and hardly any news about Mary. I've made 30 wooden swords so far, and hated every single one of them. News at last. Elizabeth has had a baby. There was some confusion about the boy's name, but I'm happy for the old couple. Mary will be coming home. I'm really glad, but also scared what people will say. Perhaps they'll believe the baby is mine. Decision. I'll risk taking the blame for breaking the betrothal. Perhaps this will mean we can get married quickly. Hashtag hopeful. The Roman came to collect the swords. He mentioned something about a census. The emperor wants to count his subjects. Typical. Mary's back. She's hiding the pregnancy well. We walked up to Jonah's tomb again. I'll be like a whale soon, she joked. Mary says Elizabeth's baby is linked to ours somehow. God's at work and has made us part of it. It's all so strange. But the census rumors are true. We've all got to go back to our hometowns. But Mother and I come from Bethlehem. Old Miriam has been talking. I knew a baby couldn't stay a secret for long. It's getting uncomfortable here in Nazareth. Things are going badly. Questions are being asked. And furniture orders are drying up. What will happen to Mary and me? Well, we've got our marching orders. Everyone must go back to their family home. I've decided I'm taking Mary with me. Hashtag donkey hire. I told Mother, but she didn't understand. She said she'd make us all sandwiches. There's no way I can take her too. Mary says her parents will have Mother to stay. Great, this means Mary and I can travel together. We'll be alone at last. I've put the finishing touches to the cradle today. And to keep it a surprise, I've hidden it in with the luggage. Bethlehem, here we come. Great King David was born here. Some prophecies say it's where Messiah will be born too. Everyone is travelling. An emperor miles away clicks his fingers, and millions of ordinary people up there like puppets. It's all wrong. We were born free. We need a new Moses. These are my strange thoughts on this even stranger journey. Hashtag deliver us, O Lord. Stayed with friends last night. It's great to be ourselves and not ashamed. We're man and wife and having a baby. But Mary's not coping well with the bumpy roads. The baby might come too soon. We must get to Bethlehem and find safety. But I can't go any faster. It's hurting Mary, and there are crowds of people ahead of us. We're not going to make it. Hashtag panic. Bethlehem at last. But there are hundreds of people on the streets all looking for somewhere to spend the night. Mary says labor pains have started. It's too soon. Surely God's baby isn't meant to be delivered in the gutter. We're getting desperate. It's a boy. Jesus is here. Hashtag amazed. I'm so ashamed as well as excited. We ended up in a cattle shed behind one of the inns. It's no place for a baby. And the cradle I made broke on the way. Jesus is in an animal feeding trough. It isn't right, not for God's child. What a racket. A bunch of shepherds have just visited, talking about angels. What's going on? Mary's exhausted. More angels. Jesus is beautiful. It's amazing. Mary is deep in thought. The angel must have said something very special to her. We went to the synagogue to have the baby named. He's Jesus, the one who rescues. I had to say I was the dad. But what sort of rescuer is our Jesus? How can I be a father to him when he's God's gift to Mary? So many questions. I've made some toys for Jesus. Maybe one day he will put his hands to wood and create something beautiful for others. Silent night, they say. Holy night, they say. Well, his birth was a holy, unsilent night, if you ask me. The sheep were baaing, the cows mooing, and the camels, well, they were doing whatever it is that the camels do. The baby was awake. Little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. Well, let me clear that one up straight away. And speaking of clearing up, all those animals, they were all doing something with that rhymes with the noises the cows were making. No, not baaing. The cows were, well, I'm just going to let you all figure that one out for yourselves. But you know what? There was something simple, something perfect, and something genuinely holy about that night. Silent night? No, not exactly. But holy? I'll give you that. There was something about that, but that night that I'll never forget. That night when Mary gave birth to Jesus. He looked so small, so fragile. I don't know how he's meant to save everyone. But that's what the angel said. And everything else has happened just as they said it would. So I guess I have to keep faith that what they told us will happen. Well, folks, that's an insight into Joseph's story. He doesn't actually tell it himself. In fact, there's nothing directly attributed to him in the Bible at all. A man of very few words, but a man of integrity and faith. A man who embraced a very difficult situation alongside his fiancée and then wife, Mary. A couple who were obedient to God, even though it would have been hugely costly to them. They both had to trust him. They both had to really, really trust God. What about you? Do you trust God? How will you respond to the call he places on your life? How will you respond to the invitation he puts before you? An invitation to draw closer to him, to be in relationship with him, to know his love and his forgiveness, to trust him and to live in hope of eternal life. How will you respond to God? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the gift of your Son who came to save us, that we might have eternal life. Without the obedience of those like Mary and Joseph, honouring the tasks you put before them, this wouldn't have been possible. Help us, Lord, to heed the call you place on our lives and to be ready and eager to respond, that we, like Mary and Joseph and all those who went before them, may help to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name, Amen.